Meanwhile, their teams beside the chariots tore and champed at clover and parsley from the marshes. The war cars shrouded in canvas resting in the shelters. And longing for their chief, beloved in war, the Myrmidons idly throughout the camp drifted and took no part in that day's fighting. But now the marching host devoured the plain as though it were a prairie fire. The ground beneath it rumbled, as when Zeus, the lord of lightning bolts, in anger at Typhoeus, lashes the earth around Inaramus, where his tremendous couch is said to be. So thunderously groaned the earth under the trampling of their coming on, and they consumed like fire the open plain. Iris arrived now, running on the wind, as messenger from Zeus beyond the storm cloud, bearing the grim news to the men of Troy. They were assembled at the gates of Priam, young men and old, all gathered there when she came near and stood to speak to them. Her voice most like the voice of Priam's son, Polites. Forward observer for the Trojans, trusting his prowess as a sprinter, he had held his post mid-plain atop the burial mound of the patriarch, Isaites, waiting there to see the Achaeans leave their camp and ships. In his guise, she who runs upon the wind, Iris, now spoke to Priam. "Sir, old sir, will you indulge in ordinate talk, as always, just as in peacetime? Frontal wars upon us! Many a time I've borne a hand in combat, but never have I seen the enemy in such array, committed, every man, uncountable as leaves or grains of sand, advancing on the city through the plain. Hector, you are the one I call on. Take action as I direct you. The allies that crowd the great town speak in many tongues of many scattered countries. Every company should get its orders from its own commander. Let him conduct the muster and the sortie." Hector punctiliously obeyed the goddess, dismissed the assembly on her terms, and troops ran for their arms. All city gates, wide open, yawned, and the units poured out, foot soldiers, horses, and chariots, with tremendous din. Rising in isolation on the plain in face of Troy, there is a ridge, a bluff open on all sides. Briar Hill, they call it. Men do, that is. The immortals know the place to be the Amazon Myrine's tomb. Anchored on this, the Trojans and allies formed for battle. Tall, with helmet flashing, Hector, great son of Priam, led the Trojans, largest of those divisions and the best, who drew up now in armed and hefted spears.